A medium or larger Dunkin' Donuts hot chocolate is now $1.99. Enjoy original, Dunkachino, or the new Almond Joy flavored hot chocolate. Yeah, Almond Joy flavor. And enjoy all that chocolate deliciousness for $1.99. So go ahead, give yourself some hot chocolate happiness for $1.99. It's like a warm and fuzzy chocolatey hug. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for the Nadler family. I want this to be the best year ever for all our friends worldwide.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into Joyce Barry and Friends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is joycebarry.com. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here, wishing all our friends worldwide a very happy Thanksgiving. It's Thanksgiving weekend. You want to make the most of it. Enjoy your friends, your family, wishing you many blessings. It's also, I assert, happy thanks receiving. I believe it is more blessed to give and receive. Yesterday, we celebrated Thanksgiving. We had a wonderful show where several people called in to say what it was that they were thankful for. Today, we will celebrate thanks receiving as well. Both are equally important. On today's show, we have health guru Beverly Nadler to tell you why receiving is good for your health and well-being. You deserve to receive abundance, gifts, and blessings. Ask the universe for that which you want to receive. Give that which you want to receive. Put the law of attraction into motion and be open to all possibilities. The warmest of welcomes to health guru, author, best friend, someone that I greatly respect and admire, someone that I love very much and love sharing her with all of you. Welcome, Beverly Nadler.
Well, thank you, Joyce. I love being back on the show. As I said yesterday, one of the things I am so grateful for is that you are each day getting healthier and healthier. You're back on your show, and you sound absolutely wonderful, and we are blessed to have you with us. And so you give us much that we receive, we being your audience, because we receive inspiration, motivation, we receive information, knowledge, blessings from you, and they are wonderful. And I am most appreciative of the name that you gave this show, Thanks Receiving, because when we receive, it is a natural thing for us to continue this cycle of giving and receiving, because we automatically thank the person for whatever we've received, or we thank God for whatever we've received. So the cycle continues, and it's a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful cycle, and a lot of the show yesterday, as I said, people calling in and acknowledging me, the show, and people in their lives that really matter to them. And we also had your daughter, my friend as well, Dr. Denise Nadler, a.k.a. Ariana, who is such a loving and good spirit. How blessed you are to have the kind of children you have that are so aligned with your purpose and vision that it's a wonderful relationship.
Thank you. I agree. Last night we were having our Thanksgiving dinner. It's just the two of us because the rest of the family is scattered. But we spent at least a half an hour together, I guess 15 minutes apiece, on talking about the things we were grateful for. And what came up, of course, were the things with each other, but also all family and friends and things that we can participate in. And you came up again, Joyce, because we love participating with you. I especially, Denise, doesn't have as much time to give, but she enjoys each time that she is on your show.
And you both make an incredible difference to the show. So we've got a lot to cover today. Let me just start with Thanksgiving. Just a very brief summation of what it's about, a national holiday celebrated primarily in the U.S. and Canada, with several other places around the world observing similar celebrations. Thanksgiving is celebrated on the fourth Thursday of November in the U.S. and on the second Monday of October in Canada. Thus, we did our show yesterday right on Thanksgiving Day, which is the real celebration here in the States. Thanksgiving has its historical roots in religious traditions, but yesterday it is the real Thanksgiving Day celebrated in a more non-religious manner. It wasn't until 1863, in the midst of the Civil War, that President Abraham Lincoln proclaimed a national Thanksgiving Day to be held each November. Beverly, I know you agree on this one. Shouldn't we celebrate Thanksgiving every day?
Every day we should use as much time, and I'm going to say time because every time there's so many things that are happening for which we can be grateful, even small things, but also some just as many things that don't happen that we don't want that we can be grateful for. So beginning our day with thankfulness to I'd say to God, it's not a religious holiday, it's not a religious thing, but everything we have comes to us from the Creator. So gratitude to God should be as regular as our heartbeat happens to be a lovely quote that I have in front of me.
Did you want to go on and continue with what you were saying?
Well,
you said you have it in front of you, so go ahead.
Had that quote because I just absolutely, that is the quote. And there's one from
Oh, then
Cicero.
Say it again. I thought you said I have the quote in front of me. So say it again.
Gratitude to God should be as regular as our heartbeat.
Okay. That
Isn't
is
that
very,
a lovely...
very good.
And then also another, be grateful for what you have, not regretful for what you haven't. And also be grateful for what you have that you want, and grateful for what you don't have that you didn't want.
Absolutely true. And one of the things we covered yesterday is, you know, sometimes it's really hard to figure out the good in all that happened to you, the challenges that befell you. It's very easy to be grateful for what you want, what you wish for, the dream that came true, but it's very difficult to be grateful for things that you take for granted because you just think it's coming to you, it's due you. The ability to walk, to talk, to sit, to stand, and only until you receive, God forbid, those kind of health challenges, do you realize how grateful you should be for all of it that, like I said, you just take for granted.
Absolutely. And I know in your case, you lost for a while a lot of the things that you took for granted, just like everyone else, and how much more appreciative you are of regaining all of the things that you did not lose. You only temporarily did not have them. And it is actually a blessing in seeing or in experiencing challenges, though we certainly don't like them. The law of the universe is such that polarity is the way things exist. There are challenges just as there is support, and everyone has them. You know, sometimes we look at, you know, the wealthy and the powerful, and we think they don't have challenges in their life. They do. They're just different than they are, perhaps, for what we call regular people, but we all have them. And if we look at them properly, and understand that nothing really comes to us that we cannot handle, and we see we become stronger, we become more compassionate, we become better people because of the challenges that we do have in our lives.
When Beverly referenced that I lost so much of the things that normally come naturally to all of us, I literally did have a near-death experience at the end of June that I was in a hospital for 2 weeks and then in a live-in rehab center for over 3 months and learning how to stand, how to move, how to take a step. Everything was a huge challenge. I had no voice. I couldn't talk. I couldn't eat. They gave me pureed food that I couldn't even look at. It was so awful. My breakfast, lunch, and dinner was yogurt, the one thing I like that, you know, is creamy and easy to digest. I couldn't even look at the other food that they pureed. So, yes, we take everything for granted, like standing in a sink and brushing your teeth, when that became a tremendous challenge just to stand for that moment. And you don't realize it. You really don't until it's taken away from you. So, folks, we ask of you to really appreciate all that you have, because you never know when it's not going to be there. Beverly, isn't that kind of like the law of polarity, two things, the good, the bad, you know, where there's always like two sides of the coin?
Absolutely. The law of polarity rules the third dimension and where we live. So we're always going to have blessings and we're going to have challenges also. And it's up to us to recognize them and to also turn our challenges into blessings. There are people who literally give thanks for every obstacle they have, because they recognize it. I'm not saying that's easy to do, but they recognize it as a source of growth, an opportunity for growth. And so it's a different perspective. And most of our life is made up of our perspective about what's going on in our lives.
And that's so true, what you said. And sometimes it's really, really hard to extract the lemonade from the lemon. But what helps me through it, I always say to myself, when I'm faced on that level with these challenges, there is a reason for everything. There's a reason for everything. I have no idea what the reason is, but I ask the universe to please help me discover it, so what I'm going through makes some sort of sense.
Good idea, really, to recognize that some things happen. We can say that there's a cause. I mean, sometimes it's not a reason like you did a bad thing. It's just certain things that happen in our lives, some of which we have no control over. We don't control everything as much as we would like to think we do. There are forces and things that happen from the outside. There are mental, there's genetic things that occur. And we don't know why or how, but what we do know is that with gratitude and with prayer and with expectation of change, of things, of something positive coming out of whatever it is that we have received that we did not want, we can make huge changes in our life.
Absolutely. That's so true. So we focused on Thanksgiving yesterday. Today it's about thanks receiving. I always believed it is more blessed to give and receive. I always felt that giving and receiving is like two sides of a coin. Israel more Ivor said, giving does not only precede receiving, it is the reason for it. It is in giving that we receive. Jared Kinn said, love is a gift you receive by giving. The more love you give, the more love you get. Try it out today. Dr. Paul Gitwaza said, asking for blessings, receiving blessings, becoming a blessing, becoming a source of blessings. That's what it's all about. Charles Glassman says, giving without expectation leads to receiving without limitation. So you can see how much they are so connected. And Dennis Merritt Jones, in The Art of Being, 101 Ways to Practice Purpose in Your Life, says, herein lies the paradox. If you want more of whatever it is you desire, you have to first prove to the universe that you are capable of having it by developing a consciousness that affirms there is no shortage of it. The only way to do this is by creating a vacuum or space for it to be received. And the only way you can create a space for it to be received is by letting go of what you do have, trusting that the universe knows what it is doing. That's the law of circulation and action. I thought that was a very powerful message. That from Dennis Merritt Jones. Your thoughts on that, Beverly?
It is a powerful message. However, if one is fearful in the act of giving, it will not have the same result. One must develop the consciousness. And I think that was a beautiful but long quote that in there they talk said something about the consciousness. It is a consciousness to recognize that there is no limitation, there is no restriction, and then to give out of that. But if one gives out of fear, what happens is those things that I have feared have come upon me. So
yes,
they don't get the benefit, and then they think that the circulation, this law of circulation, doesn't work, when in fact it is absolute that it is necessary for us to give and receive. We were created, that is, we humans, created out of the love of our creator. Whether you, whatever your religion is, has nothing to do with this. There is a creator, and we are part of that. We are the creature that the creator created. And the creator has only one desire, just one, and that is to consistently give its light to us, to give us, to fulfill us. That is the purpose of us having a desire to receive, because if we don't have a desire to receive, the Creator cannot give us. So we need to have a desire to receive and then to want to do the same thing the Creator does. We receive and we share. And what happens with this beautiful cycle is that every time that we receive, we are automatically thinking, thank you. And every time that we give to someone else, that person is automatically, as they receive, thinking, thank you, or saying thank you. And so this, and by the way, everything is vibratory in this universe. Everything is energy. The vibrations of gratitude, of thankfulness, of appreciation are extremely high, very spiritual, very positive. In fact, Cicero said, gratitude is not only the greatest of virtues, but the parent of all the others. So when we're in that state, and by giving to others, we help put them in that state, we are sending the most wonderful, blessed, beautiful frequencies and vibrations and energy out into the universe, which helps support and assist our universe so that the many, many fear vibrations that others have put in there because they do not understand these laws of nature, we are counteracting them.
To drive home the point that Beverly and I are trying to make to all of you so you get a very valuable lesson here today, think about this. Have you ever bought a special gift, worked hard just to get it, and then only to be refused by the person you were giving it to? That felt bad, didn't it? Sometimes it is not our ability to give something in return, but our ability to receive the gift given us that counts. Our relationships are greatly enhanced when we become not only generous givers, but generous receivers as well. People who accept gifts gladly, thankfully, wholeheartedly, with the kind of smile you'll never forget. Receiving opens up a great channel. It allows love to flow. It recognizes the love of the giver, and it also shows how you think of yourself. Are you the kind of person who always thinks he or she doesn't deserve the gift given him or her? What is it that you deserve? Are you thinking of remuneration or payment? Then that is not a gift anymore, but a fee or a salary. Folks, I just wanted to drive home the point that they are on both sides of the same coin. Back to you, Beverly.
The ability to receive. Thank you for that, Joyce. It was beautifully said, because many times people, because of their lack of understanding, when someone offers them something, will say, no, thank you, I don't want it, no, because their own, as you said, their own inner feelings that they may perhaps don't deserve it or they shouldn't accept it or whatever it is so, quotes, wrong, and I hate to use the word wrong, but wrong in terms of a universal expression of something that is natural in the world, to reject something. Even if you don't love what the person gives you, you know, sometimes somebody buys something and they give it to you as a gift and they really want you to like it. I mean, it's their taste. It may not be your taste, but you must understand the heart that went into this and thank the person and be grateful that you have received it. What you choose to do after that is up to you. But let the person who has given it to you experience the joy that one has when you express that you appreciate what you have received. That is
very,
so
very well said, and that's why we have what is known as the popular sport of regifting. You accept it graciously, you make the person feel good, then you have the right, it's yours, to do with it as you will, and you can regift it. The only thing I want to caution you about regifting, and I know this one because it's happened a few times, where people regifted something and gave it to me, and inadvertently left in the card of the person who gave it to them. So I caution you on that one. But otherwise, I say it's fine to regift because it's still something new. It hasn't been used, and that has happened where the card was still in the bottom of the box.
Oh, my. You know, what I thought you were going to say, which has also happened, not to me, but I've heard it, is that people regift to the person that gave them the gift in the first place.
I've heard of that, too. True.
Yeah.
I've heard of that, too.
Yeah, so that's important.
Let me go to Mary Angela, who is here today, as she is almost every day. What are your thoughts on giving and receiving? Mary Angela, come in. Okay, sometimes what happens is people call into the studio and then they go on mute and we don't, you know, wait for you to come back on if it's not instantaneously, because there's nothing worse in the media than when there's a blackout. Even for a moment, people think there is no show, if it is 1 second even where there's not something happening. So let me go to something that is happening, and that is the wise, wise words of health guru Beverly Nadler. Wise words about why you should be listening to our show every day.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good, and guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce Barry and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we ask that you partner up with us to make it the number one show. Simply go to joycebarryandfriends.com, B-A-R-R-I-E. You'll see my picture on the upper left. Right under that, click on follow, and you will get an email about every show, every guest, every topic. You need not miss any of our special shows. In cases like Peter Marks, who gave us the exclusive in radio. He is with us every month, but on a different day. Beverly, our health guru, she's with us every Thursday. Notice that she's with us today. It's Friday because yesterday was Thanksgiving, so that take precedence to do a thankful show yesterday. So you'll always be up on what's happening if you become a follower of our show. Let me go back to Mary Angela, who is indeed a follower of our show. We just went to you, and you might have had it on mute or something. Mary Angela? Oh, wow. Now I see she's in the host queue to speak, which she wasn't a moment before. So, okay, let's attribute it to technical difficulties and move on. I have a very funny Thanksgiving poem I want to share with all of you. 'Twas the night of Thanksgiving. I tossed and I turned, my food all digested, my stomach still churned. The thought of some turkey with stuffing and pie was too tempting for me to repress or deny. I ran to the kitchen, threw open the door, and loaded my plate full of goodies galore. Turkey, cranberries, and yams piled high. I barely had room for some leftover pie. My stomach grew huge and my face got all red. I couldn't get back up the stairs to my bed. I bit off more food than I guess I could chew, but I'd do it again in a flash, wouldn't you? That by Nancy Morris. Cute, wasn't it, Beverly?
Very, very cute. Yeah, people do tend to stuff themselves on Thanksgiving, and then they and then they don't feel so good. So that's something that we don't do. I enjoy our Thanksgiving dinner, but we eat, you know, like, well, I'm going to say moderately, but all the stuff, we have chicken instead of turkey because there's only two of us, and cranberries and sweet potatoes and a salad and stuffing, and really enjoyed, but, you know, moderate portions so that we could feel really good about our meal and about our day.
Sounds good to me. I just want to say that you two have such an extraordinary relationship that you would make anything special when you're together.
Well, thank you for that. We do have a really good relationship. We have our ups and downs because all relationships have support and challenge, but we are very much in sync. In other words, our belief systems, the things that we hold important, even the same television shows, by the way, we enjoy. So that helps a lot, you know, and we support each other very much in the work that we do, our contribution in the world, so to speak. We support each other. So, but thank
yes,
you.
And I know that to be true, and you're both extraordinary people. I'm going to just try one more time because Mary Angela is a follower, a loyal guest, often bops into the show with her wise words, so that she must be having a technical glitch. Try one more time. Mary Angela, come in if you're there. Okay. As I said, she was in the host queue. which she wasn't before, and she must be having technical difficulties at her end. Okay, I want to talk a bit about Black Friday. That's today. It's the day following Thanksgiving Day in the U.S., traditionally the beginning of the Christmas shopping season. I never really thought of it as the beginning of the Christmas shopping season, but it is, because people are running out the door on this day. Most major retailers open extremely early and offer promotional sales to kick off the holiday shopping season. So when I think of it as the Thanksgiving weekend, it really is opening the door to Christmas as well. Black Friday is not an official holiday, but many non-retail employees also observe this day as a holiday along with Thanksgiving, giving their employees the day off, thereby increasing the number of potential shoppers. It has routinely been the busiest shopping day of the year since 2005. And the name originated in Philadelphia, where it originally was used to describe the heavy and disruptive pedestrian and vehicle traffic which would occur on the day after Thanksgiving. Use of the term started before 1961 and began to see broader use outside Philadelphia around 1975. Later, an alternative explanation began to be offered that Black Friday indicates the point at which retailers began to turn a profit or go in the black, as they say. Thus, that's where it became really popular. Beverly, I know you and I have this in common. On Black Friday, we don't want to be anywhere near the mobs and the screaming and the pulling and the tugging and being trampled on. What do you want to say about that?
You already said it. I don't leave my house on Black Friday. I'm very happy to take it as a holiday for me. I mean, a holiday in the sense that I can choose to do something that would be called work, but it remains in my home. And it's interesting, all of the things that you said I was not aware of. The only one I was aware of was that it is the time that the books will get in the black, the retailers' books. That before I read that, which is just recently, I just thought that it was because the day is so difficult and traumatic and crowded, and so that they called it black for that reason. But the real reason is because retailers can finally give a sigh of relief, and if their books have been in the red, now they will go into the black because it is the beginning of the Christmas shopping season.
I just want to state that you said it's the only time books are in the black. There are many retail establishments that are always in the black, so I just want to put that correction in. It's not the only time. In many cases, it is, and it makes up for all the other times they're in the red. But certainly, there are many successful retailing establishments that are in the black all year round.
No, what I meant is that the only explanation that I understood, not that I think all retailers are in the black, but the only explanation that I knew was about that. I didn't mean that only that every retailer is in the red until that time. So that
okay, that's how I had heard it. So I just wanted to clarify. But here's someone who's very good at clarifying everything. Our mutual friend, psychic Peter Marks. Hi, Peter.
Hello, Joyce. How are you, dear? I decided to take some time out and to tune into your radio. Hello, my friend Beverly.
Hello, my friend Peter. Delighted to hear your voice again. Enjoyed hearing you yesterday and love hearing you again today.
Yes, I wanted to say to the two of you, when the two of you do a radio show together, it is such a blessing because with both of your abilities and your talents, to come together in a congruent way with your stories, antidotal stories, and Beverly's knowledge and her research. It enlightens my day to listen and to learn. I did also wanted to mention to you, because the guides came through to me right before I came on the radio show, to let you know that Thanksgiving, in its terminology, both has an 11 and a 22, which means in Thanksgiving, we both experience an 11, which is spiritual, and a 22, which is a material. So that would be the definition from that would be giving and receiving.
Beautiful.
Today, with your receiving and your brilliant concept of coming up with this, receiving has a 22 vibration, which we are all supposed to tap into. As Beverly mentioned, on a third dimensional level, the vibration is 22. So if we are extremely thankful for God, gives to us when we are ready to receive. And Beverly, you're absolutely right. When we don't receive, we are not allowing God to be God.
Well said. That's right, because that's the only thing that God wants, is for us to receive his light.
Absolutely. And when we don't receive the light, then we are giving the message that we do not appreciate, that we are rejecting the perfection, the absolute perfection of God in the universe, that we are all in alignment to and for. God's main purpose is to provide for the children of the world. And I want to say the children of the world also include people that choose to connect or accept the negativity, as we are witnessing with attacks all over the world. But these people also can align themselves, if they choose to change, to the abundance and the peace of God. And this is why it's so important for us as spiritual beings having a human experience to wake up to that spiritual epiphany that we are not divided. We are not, the Middle East is not our nemesis, but our brothers. And when you use the term receiving, yes, receiving, we are all living through our names and our vocabulary, and every word has a vibrational energy associated with it, as Beverly has explained so brilliantly to your listening audience.
Thank you for that. You know, you're going to love the show we're going to be doing in a few weeks on the Kabbalah.
Oh, I love Kabbalah.
I just got really, and I'm looking forward to that show, because it really goes into the details about the Creator and the creation, which is us.
Yes, which is us, exactly, Beverly. I also have to say I am still so grateful that Joyce, with your comeback from where you were with your health problems, without you being an instrument through connecting with God, none of us would have the gift of listening to you every single day, your wisdom, your brilliant poems, your uplifting energy. And I am being told by God how grateful that the universe is that you are in recovery, and that you are able to speak, and that you are able to understand, because I'm being told you understand more about the laws now than you did when you got sick.
Well, I understand more about life more because I've been there, done that. So,
yes.
You know, before I always had this empathy in me. to connect with people of all cultures and colors, because I genuinely, from my heart, care about people. But now it's much deeper when someone goes through something. It's on a much deeper level. So you're correct about that.
Well, I wanted to call in to tell you how much I love the show today. Every time Beverly comes on, it's an epiphany for me on a spiritual, on a physical level, and I learned so much from her and also from you, dear.
Thank you very much, Peter. Just as there's times that we personally speak, I learn a great deal from you. So thank you for that. I really appreciate it, and I feel good, and I have received it.
And I want to say that every day when I talk to you, it just makes me feel good, happy, joyful. Not only are you extremely bright and gifted from this universe and the universes beyond, but you're very funny and a very delightful, good person. And I'm very grateful you're in my life, Peter Marks.
Well, thank you. And I'm very blessed, and I feel very gifted from the universe that, Joyce, that you're in my life and that Beverly is in my life, and that I can listen to these radio shows with such clarity. And I feel at times as if I'm back in school enjoying the classes, and the classes are each radio show that you produce.
Well, it is Coach Joyce here, and our reprogramming Coach Beverly. So a lot of it is from the Coach's Corner, because we want to make a difference each and every day. Thank you, Peter Marks. We love you.
Love you, too. Have a blessed day to the both of you.
Thank you.
Right.
Bye.
Love you. Bye-bye.
And what do we have here? Is this by any chance our mutual friend Janice?
It's a Nathaniel.
Oh, okay. Your first six numbers start like our friend Janice. Hi, Nathaniel. Happy Thanksgiving, and how are you today?
Oh, just wonderful and thankful, and happy Thanksgiving to you.
And what are you most thankful for?
Just being alive and happy and having the Spirit work in my life.
Very good. And that is something to be grateful for, to be alive. Lord knows when you have a near-death experience, you really are grateful for the gift of life. Thank you for calling us. I'll see one more time, last time. Mary Angela, are you there?
Joyce, good morning.
Do you know that I opened your line three times prior? Anybody else, I would have given up after the first time. Three times prior, were you having technical difficulties, or you had us on mute?
I don't know what happened, because I could hear you and whatnot, and then what I did was I hung up and I called back in.
I knew it was something, because you're very responsible and you're in the host queue, and as I said, anybody I would have given up after one time, but I totally trust you. So how are you today, and what did you think of the show yesterday?
Oh, it was an awesome show. I shared it with Doc and another friend, and I just want to share, Doc wants to come on the line, and you keep reiterating your near-death experience, and he's listened to it, and I just want him to share with you his perspective on that. Here's Doc Joyce.
Oh, absolutely.
Hello, how are you today?
I've heard so much about you, so I'm certainly be happy and open to hear what you have to say.
Well, here is what I have to say on near death, because I was there at one time myself. So we did not come back, Joyce. We were sent back.
Wow.
We were sent back for a reason. Whatever that purpose is between you and the Creator. And you know, God does not need us to allow to be Him. He allows us to be who we are. And that's why He sent you back.
Wow, that's very interesting and enlightening, and I appreciate that. Am I correct that you're a doctor of chiropractic?
No, I practice a Chinese art of medicine called Qinai Song, and that's spelled C-H-I-N-E-I-T-S-N-G. And I studied many, many years in the Orient. And what we do is we try to get to the root cause of any injury or pain and cure that and work on that on a natural basis.
Wow, fascinating. I'll have to talk to you more and perhaps explain that a bit more on another day, another show. But I appreciate your calling in and your take on what I went through. That's a great perspective.
Correct. Well, thank you for having me on your show. And being set back is awesome.
Thank
Here's
you
Mary
so
Angela.
Much. It's- okay.
Joyce, again, thank you so much for being sent back. And Beverly, you're awesome. And again, every time the two of you get together, the vibration just radiates throughout the world. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much for your wonderful comment, which I am grateful to receive.
Amen. And so it is.
Yep.
Have a blessed
Have a
day.
Great Thanksgiving weekend, and may you both be very blessed. And thank you so much for calling in and affording us the luxury of having you as a very loyal listener.
Thank you, darling.
Have a good one. Okay,
Bye.
Beverly, as we start wrapping up here, one is I know you always have a great original poem. What is it you'd like to share with us today?
I would like to share my poem on gratitude, but first I do want to just remind people of the importance of this show, which you came up with totally, the idea of thanksgiving, to give, to receive, and then to give thanks for receiving is a blessing that we can bring. And if you, any listener, feel strange about that, then you need to reprogram yourself to realize that you deserve to receive, that you are worthy of receiving, and begin to tell yourself that and picture that and start when you want to say no, if that's your issue, say thank you, I'm grateful to receive it, and you will change your response and you will contribute to yourself and to the universe and to the person who wants to give you whatever it is they want to give you.
Wow. Very profound.
Well, I wanted to kind of wrap up what we were saying so people really understand the importance of it, and anyone can do this. It's a matter of deciding that you want to do it. So now for the poem, Gratitude. Thank you, God, for blessing me with an open heart and eyes that see. Thank you, God, for letting me look inside your mystery. Thank you, God, for filling me with radiant health and vitality. Thank you, God, for freeing me to become all that I can be. I am in awe of the beauty around me, the glory and magnificence that surrounds me. I know that I am part of it all. The earth so deep, the trees so tall, the glistening snow, the summer shower, the shimmering star, the exquisite flower. I look in the eyes of each person I see and know I am them and they are me. Thank you, God, for blessing me with your limitless power and prosperity. Thank you, God, for my searching mind and the path I took that led me to find the magic and the wonder in life. I'm ready to end my struggle and strife. I'm captivated, God, in your joyous spell, for I finally know all truly is well.
As always, it's an awesome poem. It's a home run. I'm always inspired by your poems. I love them. And anything else you want to say in wrapping up?
I wish everyone joy peace, love, a beautiful Thanksgiving weekend, and a beautiful Thanksgiving life where you give thanks, where you receive, where you share, and where you can find, even in the challenges, something to be grateful for.
That is beautiful. I thank you so much. Folks, to find out more about Beverly Nadler and all the awesome gifts she has, be it poetry, research, health information, go to Beverly Nadler, NADLER.com. That's BeverlyNadler.com. You'll find out about her books, her poetry. I did spend a whole show talking about her, and that is in our archives. Beverly, do you happen to know the date of the show that I interviewed you that was all about you?
Unfortunately, I do not have that in my mind, and I don't know exactly where to find it.
Folks, just go to the archives and check out Beverly Nadler, and the show is called Joyce Barry Interviews Beverly Nadler. So I would highly recommend it. It just came out now, or I would have had that date ready. Let me leave you with a few fun things about Thanksgiving. Johnny Carson said, "Thanksgiving is an emotional holiday. People travel thousands of miles to be with people they only see once a year and then discover once a year is way too often." So I thought that was very funny. For those of you that have dysfunctional relatives and friends, you know what I'm talking about. Epicurus says we should look for someone to eat and drink with before looking for something to eat and drink. My favorite author of all time, Anonymous, says it's not the minutes spent at the table that put on weight, it's the seconds. And Ira Kapuchnik said, an optimist is a person who starts a new diet on Thanksgiving Day. So I just wanted to leave you on a fun note. And then, of course, my special personal prayer to all of you. Make this the last day. It is the last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. If you're someone who believes what you think about, you bring about. So make this the last day. May this be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make it the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. So, Beverly, once again, I want to really thank you for being in my life as my best friend of decades. I really love you. I want to thank you for being an extraordinary health guru that has so much to offer people and the difference that you make each and every day. And folks, as we send you off on this Thanksgiving weekend, to bring a smile to your face, we invite you to mash with us.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash.
Joyce Barry mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash. I felt so inspired. by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun. She's
wow.
a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.
And folks, as you celebrate this Thanksgiving weekend, here is just a moment of advice straight from the coach. Folks, whatever you're celebrating, here's my advice. Drink, lie, steal, and swear. You heard it first from Joyce Barry, success coach, telling you to drink, lie, steal, and swear to make your celebration successful. Drink from the cup of prosperity, but always remember those less fortunate than you and act to help them. Lie down tonight and give thanks for all the blessings you have, all the opportunities you have, and all the wonderful people you have in your life. Steal time away from your busy schedule to spend quality time with those people in your life who are special to you, who inspire you, who make you feel good, who are a role model for you. Swear that you will say something especially nice to someone today. Express gratitude to someone today and pay it forward to someone today. Do a random act of kindness and smile a lot, laugh a lot. Joy and happiness are contagious. Enjoy. Happy Thanksgiving and happy receiving. God bless you all.
A medium or larger Dunkin' Donuts hot chocolate is now $1.99. Enjoy original, Dunkachino, or the new Almond Joy flavored hot chocolate. Yeah, Almond Joy flavor. And enjoy all that chocolate deliciousness for $1.99. So go ahead, give yourself some hot chocolate happiness for $1.99. It's like a warm and fuzzy chocolatey hug. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. A medium or larger Dunkin' Donuts hot chocolate is now $1.99. Enjoy original, Dunkachino, or the new Almond Joy flavored hot chocolate. Yeah, Almond Joy flavor. And enjoy all that chocolate deliciousness for $1.99. So go ahead, give yourself some hot chocolate happiness for $1.99. It's like a warm and fuzzy chocolatey hug. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.